This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Neom, N-E-O-M, a city of the future. The genius of Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I learned this from Nicholas Pelham, the Middle East correspondent for The Economist magazine, writing in 1843 magazine and in The Economist of Mohammed bin Salman, born 1985. And we begin with his vision for Saudi Arabia, for the world, of this city that Nicholas traveled to and didn't much find right away. Nicholas, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. Neom, I get the feeling we're in the desert and around you are ideas, but you can't actually see buildings. What does Neom consist of these days? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So it's kind of, it's not the easiest place to get to. It's in the far northwest of this vast kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And you know, the authorities have been very quick to celebrate the wonders of Neom in a virtual reality, in a digital world. They talk of ski slopes that are coming. They talk of hydroponic walls. They talk of the green hydrogen, of the largest floating island. Everything is the biggest and the largest that's to come. And yet when you sort of travel down from Jordan over the along the coast, there are no signs to this promised Emerald City. The roads sort of peter out. You have to kind of retrace your steps, and eventually you kind of you end up sort of further down the coast at what on the on Google says is Neom. But when you look around, there's really nothing there. There are lots of camels. There are sort of vast expanse. Camels walking across the road as if they own the place, but next to nothing else. Eventually, I found a hotel which sort of pre-existed Neom, there was a big sign up there saying "Discover Neom" and a number to call. So nobody answered. I tried to get through to people who were supposed to be organising it. I found that they were out of the kingdom. In New York, eventually somebody said they would give me a tour for, I think, the princely sum of $600. There was some staggering beauty. There were these wonderful canyons with trickles of water in early summer days. There was at the start of what's supposed to be the kind of a staging post of Neom called The Line, at the start of this what's supposed to be a 100-kilometer stretch of a linear city, there's a bit of tarmac and a sign saying slow down and nothing else. So this kind of contrast between the promise of Neom and the reality was really quite staggering. And I eventually went back to the hotel and sort of tried. There were people, there were a few foreign consultants who were there. They were on vast salaries. I think sort of they quoted me figures of something like sort of $40,000, $50,000 a month. But even so, the kind of morale was very low. The turnover was very high. Nobody could quite understand what it was all about. And really, the only construction there's been since Neom was announced is is a new palace for the king and for Mohammed bin Salman, his son, the crown prince. The runway has been sort of tarted up. There's a sort of base camp, but really the promise of a city by 2020 hasn't materialized.
Yes, and I took Neom as representative of Saudi Arabia for the two generations since the meeting of FDR and King Saud. It's always in the future. It's coming. But right now you're speaking of the Saudi Arabia we have in 2022, and it depends upon the imagination of one man, Mohammed bin Salman, this young crown prince. And your essay is helpful to understand the word autocratic and the word authoritarian. Now, recently, Mohammed bin Salman has been associated with the murder of a Khashoggi, a journalist for the Washington Post. But you take us to events that happened in 2017 when Mohammed bin Salman, MBS, was not the heir apparent. There was another man, Mohammed bin Nayef. So this story is about the future, but it's also about the straightforward way MBS has consolidated power in just a few short years. Who is Mohammed bin Nayef and what happened to him in June of 2017?
Mohammed bin Nayef, in many ways, is the darling of Western security services. He was the interior minister. His father had been the interior minister. He was the man who took on Al-Qaeda in its epicenter after 9/11 in 2001 and defeated Al-Qaeda in Saudi Arabia. So he was, there was probably no individual in Saudi Arabia who had quite the links with Western leaders and Western security establishment as Mohammed bin Nayef. He was considered to be, after he was appointed Crown Prince with the rise of King Salman in 2015, he was considered to be the future king. And, all of a sudden, sort of out of the shadow, because, Mohammed bin Salman, King Salman's son, was really an unknown, emerged and swept him aside, swept aside the clergy who had been dominating public space inside the kingdom, swept aside much of the House of Al Saud, this sprawling household of 15,000 plus princes, swept aside the businessmen who had been implementing the contracts that came from the huge construction contracts that came out of, were funded by Saudi oil revenues, and single-handedly sort of dominated the kingdom through fear and the force of his towering personality. He's a towering man. We went to see him in January 2016. It was the first interview that he'd given anyone. And he was just buzzing with ideas and something that in some ways there's something very beguiling about this young 30-something prince who had been empowered by his father and used that power to terrify everyone else. And through, he was buzzing with his ideas for a vision of how he would transform the kingdom by 2030. He was buzzing with ideas about how he was going to empower women. He was buzzing with ideas about how Saudi Arabia was going to single-handedly sort of modernize Saudi Arabia. The problem was that it was all single-handed. He's, ruling this vast kingdom in which you need to delegate, you need the trust of your own population. And really his answer for governance was to dominate through fear.
Yes, and the fear starts with MBS removing Mohammed bin Nayef, who was heir apparent, who was the crown prince. In other words, MBS's predecessor is Mohammed bin Nayef. Where is he now? Is he incarcerated? Do we know where bin Nayef is?
We assume that he's incarcerated inside one of the palaces or government buildings of MBS in Riyadh. He was, according to the people that we spoke to, who were sort of close confidants of his who were close confidants of Mohammed bin Nayef. He was summoned one Ramadan in 2016 from Jeddah to Mecca, where the king was, told that he was going to have an audience with the king. Instead was met by MBS's Mohammed bin Salman's closest advisors. There was a standoff. His own escort was disarmed. He was disarmed. He was told that there'd been a convening of the Allegiance Council that chooses the next king, and that he'd been dismissed, and Mohammed bin Salman had been anointed in his stead, and that he should accept this as a fait accompli.
And that was the last time he was seen in public, to your knowledge, is that correct, Mohammed bin Nayef?
There was an attempt to try and to get him back into the public domain. There was a lot of concern that he was going to be not just detained but killed.
Yeah.
His uncle and the brother of the king, Prince Ahmed, is said to have tried to, is said to have gone to the palace to try and recover him. And he, in turn, a few months later, was locked up.
All right.
So really, anybody who tries to defy MBS just disappears and is cowed into submission. So initially, Mohammed bin Nayef was put under a sort of under house arrest. His guards were changed. He lost his own, and you've got to remember, this was a strong man of the kingdom.
Right.
And overnight, he was emasculated. And then a few months later, or a couple of years later, he was detained and locked away.
So what we're looking at then is MBS, the man who is much in the news, especially recently, is 5 years since he consolidated power by removing Mohammed bin Nayef. I'm speaking to Nicholas Pelham, writing about MBS, profile of MBS in the 1843 magazine and The Economist. That was then, 5 years ago. Where is it now in Saudi Arabia, in his vision of the future in Neom, a city that does not exist except in the imagination of the man who is called an authoritarian? But my reading of Nicholas' story is no one's been as powerful as MBS since the Roman emperors once upon a time. I'm John Batchelor.